So, breakdancing, should it be an Olympic sport? It's been proposed as a new entry in the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. The International Olympic Committee will decide if it's going to be included by the end of the year. Squash unsuccessfully bid to be included in the Olympics, as did chess and billiards. But will breakdancing join the ranks of sailing, climbing and skateboarding as the new kids on the block? Anton Fung from the breakdancing crew, Groovometry. Have I pronounced that right, Anton? Groovenometry,
yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's Groovenometry.
Good morning to you. And the sports journalist, Stephen Beacom. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Anton, how on what planet could breakdancing be an Olympic sport?
It's totally possible to be in the Olympics, for sure. I mean, breaking is quite a physical dance form. And I guess by the end of the year, we'll find a decision whether we can become part of the Olympics or not. But it's definitely feasible to be a part of the Olympics, yes.
Would you put it up there in terms of skill and athleticism with running? And
100%. Because breakdancing is physical, like head to toe. So we don't just, it is a dance, but at the same time, it's very physical. So, yeah, it's definitely in class as a sport.
How could it be scored?
Well, this is the thing. Like, there's a fine border between, like, a dance and a sport. But because breaking has become a competitive art form, we have events that have, like, competition as such. So anything that goes into a competition is a part of a sport in some sense.
Stephen, what do you think?
Well, listen, Stephen, I love the Olympics, and there'd be loads of your listeners who just enjoy the sport factor, the athletics, the swimming, the cycling. And Anton just said it there, breakdancing is a dance form. It's not a sport, and I do believe that we should have sports in the Olympics. It's really interesting that the people who are organising the Paris Olympics have said they want this Olympics in 2024 to be more urban and more artistic. And what they also want is to appeal to kids. And obviously, breakdancing, there's lots of young people do it. But I would say, if they're going to go that route, why don't they go the whole hog? Because the thing that kids are most interested nowadays in is gaming. So if you're going to bring breakdancing into the Olympics, why don't you bring in kids having a go at Mario Kart or Fortnite, or even seeing who can make the best.
You're trying to wind Anton up.
I'm sorry, but it is a bit ridiculous. I'm all for moving with the time, Stephen, here, but I think this is a breakdance too far.
What about synchronized swimming, for example? Why is that a sport?
Well, synchronized swimming is a sport.
Why?
Swimming is
any more than breakdancing?
Well, breakdancing is an activity and a pastime and a hobby, and it's very, very difficult to do. By the way, Stephen, a little birdie told me that you went back to the gym the same week as breakdancing was proposed for the Olympics.
Yes.
So are you thinking that you could win a gold medal here?
I was on the treadmill last night. I think I probably broke it. Me bouncing up and down on it. Mickey in Belfast. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
What about line dancing? That's very hard to do.
Line
I tried it twice in a fella next door's garden near broke my neck.
We're talking about the Olympics.
I know. And tap dancing too. What about that?
I tried
that in a fella in the bath 3 times.
You see, Anton, this is where this is going. People are thinking this is ridiculous. You even suggesting.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. I think, like, if you think about like the history of breaking and like gymnastics, for instance, they use flares as an example, as a move. We use it in breaking also, and also like, and now we've created our own movement called an air flare, right? And
an air flare.
An air flare is a move developed from flares, right? And the people from the gymnastics have used air flares from breaking now. So breaking, so gymnasts have used, taken a move from breaking and used it in gymnastics. So it just shows that, okay, if we have taken influence from gymnastics and now gymnasts have taken influence from breaking, why can't breaking be a part of the Olympics?
Are you convinced, Stephen?
No, although I will give this to Anton. At the Youth Olympic Games last year, Stephen, in Argentina, breakdancing was introduced and it went down a storm.
Did it?
So I think it would be popular. I just think it's going down the wrong route for the Olympics. I remember watching the Rocksteady Crew. I think, were they the first people to do breakdancing and bring it?
Yeah, Rocksteady Crew, yeah. Sure, yeah. And New York City Breakers.
Here's Peter in Belfast. Morning, Peter.
Well, this is a dead serious point. I think our East dancing should be brought into it, because I'll tell you why. The kids are at it from no years. It's quite physical. There's a lot of things they have to learn. And I think it's an enjoyable thing to watch. And I think it's all around the world. So why not something like that that's actually around the world? I think that door of any kind of dancing should be what should be in Olympics. Because, as I say...
You could bring in Morris dancing too, couldn't you?
No, Morris. That's Stephen. Irish dancers, I'm from a Protestant side, Irish dancers, there's a lot of work goes into it, and it's a quite good thing, and there's a lot of training. It's not just something to do, you know, and like anything else, the injuries that they get in Irish dancing could be quite severe as well. So I'm not mocking, but I just think if you're going to do breakdancing, you know what I mean? I could go back there, I could do a turtle and just roll around the balance.
I don't actually know what breakdancing is. What is it, Anton?
You could bust a few moves, all right, Stephen.
What is breakdancing? You don't know me, but I like to keep myself fit and kind of, you know, I my body's my temple, Anton. Okay, what is it?
Yeah, so breaking started in the 1972, early 70s, yeah? It started in the Bronx, and it was created, the dance form was created by kids on like who had really nothing in their life. So they had like block parties where they'll spin hip hop music, and breaking was created in the Bronx in the streets. And it's a dance form that involves sort of stand up work, floor work, which is footwork, and power moves, which is the spinning moves, that you could say.
I've got a big telly show here.
Yeah.
In Northern Ireland.
Yes.
I'm going to see if we can get you over next Wednesday and I'll do some breakdancing with you.
I would love to see that.
Do you want to come?
You fly me over to Ireland now, maybe show you.
We'll fly you to Ireland. Do you want to come?
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
We'll see about that.
Might even fly you to Northern Ireland, but let's not get into that. Thank you, Anton. Thank you. Morning, Stephen. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for your company today. Here's how you stay in touch with us, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. If you want to send me a Snapchat, Vinny's not here to tell me. Radio Nolan is the Snapchat address, or I'll see you in 5 Live tonight at 10 o'clock. Have a good weekend, everyone, and thanks for being with me this week. Bye-bye.